On this episode, we go back to Bulgaria for our first trip to find a manufacturing partner and supplier.
Origins 3, the trip, the rubber hits the road. We landed on the weekend. Before going into the week with the appointments we scheduled from Amsterdam, we used the time to meet with friends who are in the apparel industry and hear an insider's perspective, as well as discuss the product and vision we had in mind. We were also contemplating financing options, mainly due to the fact that we had no idea how much the production of an initial batch would cost and whether we are going to be able to bootstrap it ourselves. On that note, we also did some research and had talks with friends familiar with the EU, the European funding programs, and whether we can take advantage of them at this point. Kicking off the week, we had a few meetings that did provide some industry knowledge, but we didn't see any possible partnerships at this point. The main issue that kept popping up was that people were not familiar with the fabric and certainly not familiar with it in a formal clothing context. There was, however, an immediate indication that if we managed to find the fabric that covered all the characteristics of what we envisioned our shirt to be, we would have a lot of options when it comes to producing it. Our initial hunch that there would be a lot of production capabilities in Bulgaria turned out to be not far from reality. For the Tuesday of that week, we had planned a 30-minute meeting with a manufacturer that was a 4-hour drive from where we were staying. The math showed an 8-hour drive to have a 30-minute meeting. If we were lucky, squeeze in a lunch and a short walk around the city before we had to go back. Luckily, no one else replied for a meeting during that day, and we thought that at least it would be a nice road trip. Right from the get-go, we felt that the people across the table immediately got our idea and were genuinely excited about it, knew the industry which we wanted to enter, and could bring a lot of value to our lack of experience. Turns out shirts were their first specialty and the first product they started the company with, so that category was very dear to them. Also, currently they were working with huge brands on a very large scale and were very interested in having a client from the opposite end of the spectrum, working on a novelty product and helping us build a brand from the ground up. They were also the first company not to be intimidated by the fact that they had to work with a different fabric when it comes to making a dress shirt. Another huge plus was that they had the capability to deliver on every step of the supply chain, from creating the fabric to manufacturing and packaging. Having the contest from the last few days of talking to people, it was becoming clear that the best way for us to start this is to have a partner that can take care of the whole manufacturing process with the needed experience to make sure that we would not miss something. The other option was to talk to individual partners on every step of the production process, then combine the separate pieces together to create a final product. The second option did not sound as practical as having a partner take care of the whole production chain and deliver a final product to us. This would enable us to concentrate on the marketing and business development aspects of the business. On a side note, Marina was very impressed to see someone wearing a smartwatch in Bulgaria, so the guy we met with, sitting on the opposite side of the table and receiving notification on his watch during the meeting, seemed to be a good sign. In contrast to all the previous meetings we had, there was a clear indication that we were talking to people who were forward-thinking and aware of the current trends and dynamics of the business, both on large and small scale. We wrapped up the meeting, and right as we walked out the door, we could sense that maybe we found a manufacturer to work with. We had a few more days left from our stay, a bit of traveling and some more meetings, which given the fact that we were just entering the industry, were useful. However, none of the other manufacturers we met with came even close to the expertise of the smartwatch people. So we ended on a high note, excited about all the newfound knowledge and clarity on how to at least start the process, as well as a manufacturer that we could continue this discussion with. They said they needed a few weeks to create sample fabric that we can test and decide whether to start working on some prototypes with them. All is well when it ends well. We made a valuable contact with possible future manufacturing partners, and even though at times it felt like shooting in the dark and having pointless meetings, on a macro level it all built up to clarity of direction and next steps.
What follows are a few extra questions for Julian in order to elaborate on the story.
Julian, how important is it to keep an open mind when you're starting something new?
I think very important, especially in our case where we are starting something new and we had no previous experience at all within that industry. So in the beginning, I think we mentioned in our previous recording that we didn't even know who to talk with. Is it manufacturers? Is it suppliers? Are we making the fabric and then going to someone else to make it, to tailor it? Or is there one person that can, like one company that can do all of that? So we had no idea which option actually is the most viable one for us. So just having an open mind helped us not eliminate any possible meetings that we can have, because they were, given the lack of experience, they were all useful and kind of built to the knowledge that we had after them. So just knocking on as many doors as we could for that 1 week and hoping that at some point we would meet someone that we can continue do business with.
And do you recall what was our goal for this week before we went into it?
To be honest, I think that, again, going back to having an open mind, I don't think we had a concrete goal. We kind of knew that there's a high chance of meeting someone that can help us. So I don't think we had a goal, but I think we were both kind of sure that we could find someone to at least continue the conversation with once we get back to Amsterdam.
And I think, just to add to that, just to learn as much as possible.
Yeah.
And get a little bit more familiar with the landscape.
Exactly.
Okay, something else. What do you think discouraged others from working with us, or what were the impediments in their view to helping us on our project?
Yeah, so with most of the people we met, they actually had either the contacts or the capacity to produce dress shirts, but they didn't... they didn't have experience in actually producing dress shirts from that new kind of fabric, which is not a new fabric, but it's a new application of the fabric. So none of them had experience with that. And they were a bit also hesitant to even discuss whether it's a viable product, because I think most of them were used to just making dress shirts from cotton. So that's one of them. The fabric, I think, scared most of them off. And the second one is, given that it's a very different process, or it's a bit different process than what they currently have, I think also changing their current setup and maybe machine settings or people expertise. So just changing or learning new stuff, I think, also kept them from continuing the conversation.
And something that just came up to my mind actually right now is that probably they didn't even believe that we are serious.
Yeah.
That could have been another thing.
True.
All right.